Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The DH, Bob Bailey. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Horta reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to third for the out. Orta moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Remy steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Bosley moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosley scores. Horta moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravick spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kravick. Fisk scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Colburn to Orta and they have Evans trapped. The throw over to Johnson, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Burleson scores. Remy moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Laron Lagro now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson strikes out. There goes Lynn. The throw from Colburn and Lynn is out. There goes Evans. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Scott moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Scott scores. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Remy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Remy reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Remy trying to get to home. Gar throws the ball into Colburn, who tags Remy, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gar strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.